No spin, no surrender.
All right, let's go.
This is Harrison Smith on the War Room with live stream firing on X and band.video.
Folks, this is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I want to go now to a little video put together by a user named Black Sheep on X, Roblox Jones. Let's watch.
I don't like to put chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that?
Eternal war against the enemies of freedom.
Very, very cool stuff. Very good stuff from Black Sheep there. Of course, Wars of the Info is doing their own Lego renditions of the InfoWars family. But they're not the only ones getting in on the AI Lego creation phenomenon. Unfortunately, Pete Hegseth has been targeted by Iran for propaganda. We can go to this real quick. Just because I haven't played any of these. There's been a lot of these that have come out, and I haven't played any. It's pretty interesting. I mean, this is strange. A brave new world we're in. I mean, think about... What I should have done is gone back and found some of the old propaganda from like World War One. This is actually a fascinating topic. I actually hadn't thought about this yet, but war propaganda is a really fascinating topic to look into. One of the interesting processes that took place in between World War One and World War Two was that in World War One, the propaganda was designed to make the enemy look silly. To degrade them, mock them, and make them look, you know, like a bunch of idiots. And it didn't work very well. It didn't work very well. And they learned that actually what you need to do, and what they did in World War II, was they made the propaganda a lot more scary. And it makes sense, right? You don't want to have your soldiers, you know, and you go to them, just be like, who you're about to fight is so strong, they're so powerful and evil and awful, and it's going to be really hard, like... It makes sense. At first, you're thinking, no, we want to pump up our soldiers by showing that those dang krauts are nothing but, you know, no good goofballs, and we're going to go, you know, stomp all over them. But what happens when, you know, you're told that the Germans are all a bunch of idiots, and then they wipe out a platoon of yours? It's like, oh, okay, they're not idiots, actually. That all of the propaganda just sort of fades away the instant that it's proven that they're not a bunch of idiots. And so what they learned was that, no, you need the propaganda to scare people. You need... to make your enemies look really evil and dangerous and scary, throwing babies against walls, babies on pikes, right? Japanese guys with, like, sharp monster teeth, like, you know. So it's interesting. As the, you know, psychological manipulators of the world refine their art of manipulating the masses, we've arrived at a point that, in a way, we're back to the ridicule. We're back to the absurdity. We're back to simply trying to humiliate and denigrate your enemy, because the propaganda now is focused as much on your enemy as on your own people. So while they'll make videos to make, you know, Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump look ridiculous, you know, it's also because they're trying to convince us that they look ridiculous. They're trying to create the chaos in our country that would benefit them. So let's go to this Hegseth Lego Iranian propaganda, if for no other reason than the, you know, academic interest we have in the ever-changing landscape of war propaganda. Let's watch.
Yo, Pete Hegseth,
This one's especially for you. You punk-ass rapist bitch. Straight from Iran. Your tattoo-covered clown with that kappa ink on your arm. Think you a crusader? Nah, just a drunk infidel in a fake uniform. Chain to kill all Muslims. Wasted in the hotel lobby. Sexual assault settlement in Monterey. Blocked the door, took a phone, paid her off quiet. Cause me too was on. Now you secretary? What a joke, bro.
I don't think they know that she rap is supposed to rhyme.
Multiple affairs. Kids in the mix. Family man? Hell no. Handsy with women and Fox. Drunk on the job. Your own team say, yo, this dude toxic. Woo! Couldn't even guard Biden's inauguration.
I love how it's
your
like...
own military said next. Book.
It's such a funny, it's such a funny like mindset they have.
You just a failed vet turned TV clown slipping on your own mess. Trump picked you because you kissed the ring. But wait, funny part ain't coming.
Yeah, it doesn't rhyme. It's so funny.
For that secretary gig, Trump himself was Bill Clinton's top cocksucker, giving blue jobs back in the day. Real talk, you out here.
So again, you know, they're spreading anti-American propaganda, referencing the Epstein files there. I just find it interesting because it's like, it's this weird mix of like kind of lefty stuff where it's like Me Too movement, you harassed women. It's like this is kind of weird for this like big warrior culture, you know, patriarchy to be saying that while at the same time they're like, and he is, you know, cheats on his wife. He commits infidelity. It's like, it's just kind of interesting because the left over here would never make a statement about infidelity. They wouldn't care about that type of thing. It's a curious mindset on display there. I just think it's fascinating. And just that's what people around the world are making fun of us for, I guess. I guess you could say. I do want to move on from the Iran war. We're going to come back to it in the third hour because we're going to be joined by Lebanon John and we're going to get a big overview of everything going on and where we may be going. And we'll be talking about, yeah, these are actually great. Yeah, these propaganda videos are hilarious and like so well done. It's kind of ridiculous. I would watch a full show if they produced something like this. And again, they seem to have it right. Like that's a Chinese one. So there's Chinese AI where you have America represented by the eagle. And they also like represent Israel basically has a squid that sits on the eagle's head and is controlling it. So it's just kind of weird that like our geopolitical enemies are both making propaganda in different instances where they're like claiming that America is being controlled by hostile foreigners and that they're not actually at war with us. They're at war with the same people that we should be at war with, which is interesting. That's an interesting perspective to take that I agree with. Now, I do want to move on, but there's like this one is pretty big deal, I think, from the PalestinianChronicle.com, but it's actually just reporting what The Intercept has reported. Casualty cover-up. The Intercept reveals 750 U.S. troops killed or wounded. Again, something that we ourselves said and have said over and over. If you think only 13 people have died as a consequence of this month-long bombing campaign, you don't understand the world that we're in now. See, the world that we're in now, America acts like Israel. We don't believe the things that we used to believe. We used to believe in transparency and truthfulness. We used to believe in fair dealing and, you know, reciprocal benefits. Now we operate as if we can kill anyone we want for any reason we want. We can lie endlessly about whatever we want. We can abuse our own people. We can sacrifice anybody for any particular reason. We have been morally hollowed out as a consequence of our relationship and subversion by Israel. And it's very sad. It actually is sad to see because, you know, we spent a long time in this country creating a system that thrives on honesty, that can operate with as close to total transparency as you can while still recognizing the necessary secrecy involved in, you know, geopolitics and international relations. But still, this was the thing that separated us from everybody else. You think back to the JFK speech where he talks about a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy around the world trying to destroy America. And it was all about the repugnance that our culture feels at the very concept of secrecy, knowing that whatever benefit you get from keeping things secret is always and inevitably outweighed by the damage that's done by keeping things secret. Yeah, it might not go well if you tell everybody that you got 500 soldiers killed. People are going to be mad at you. It's not going to go well. It might feel like a better idea to just keep that secret if you can. Who's going to know, right? Well, first of all, eventually they're going to know, so your secrecy will be seen as a betrayal. But also, if you're able to cover up the disastrous consequences of your policy, then you can continue that policy, and the disastrous consequences can only become more disastrous. And the more disastrous they become, the more necessary it becomes to keep it quiet, and the harder it is to keep it quiet. So the more you need to use tyrannical measures to keep it quiet. It's a feedback loop that the founders recognized in 1776 and wrote the First Amendment to avoid. We are abandoning those principles because we've decided to redefine the West as we know it, meaning that we're redefining our foundation, what made us special, what established our mode of thinking and the traditions by which we operate our civilization. These things have all been very, you know, quietly but systematically replaced with just entirely new concepts, utterly divorced from our real history. So maybe now would be a good time to show sort of a two sides of the coin type of thing. The consequences of our failure to uphold our actual foundational principles, morality, worldview, and then show somebody doing a very good job attempting to recapture that. But again, this is all based on the fact that we do seem at this time to be willing to behave, like the United States as a government is willing to behave in ways that are totally anathema to our moral conscience, because the people in power are doing bad things they don't want us to know about, so they have to hide it and disguise it and frame it as anti-Semitism or whatever other excuse they need to silence it. And, you know, it's not a small thing. I mentioned it at the very end there, but before we go to these other videos, I want to go back to clip 17 here. And I don't know, this just kind of struck me as I was watching it. I guess I could go through and find each one of these guys. But the end of this video from Iran, they show like a pan across of all these guys. Half the guys are the Qatari Middle Eastern guys, and the half guys are the American guys. And all the American guys have the American flag under them. I don't think a single one of them is a white American Christian. I don't know about Mark Rowan, but I believe he is Israeli. Huang, not exactly Smith. Altman, Jewish guy. Satya, Indian guy. Solomon, Jewish guy. So it's just kind of like, this isn't America. I mean, the historical American nation was white European Christian. And yet here we are in a war overseas, and you can show a pan across of everybody making deals over there with an American flag on their name, and not one of them is a white Christian? Not one of them. It's not really American. It doesn't feel very American to me. It's Chinese, Zio Chinese is how it feels to me personally. I mean, wouldn't it be kind of weird? Like, wouldn't it seem kind of strange if there was a pan over of all of the big leaders of China and they were all named like Mike Waltz? They're all named Jim Smith, Harry Painter, you know, just like, what? I thought they were all Chinese. I thought this was the Chinese Empire. Why are they all white Christian dudes? You would never see that, obviously, because it's only white Christian countries that have been taken over and replaced. It seems like they replaced the leadership, and now they're replacing the actual people. But that just kind of struck me, that it's like, okay, Iran hates America, but then the people they're pointing out, not one of them is a white European Christian American. So feels like we're being used a little bit. A lot, actually. And so what's the ultimate, you know, result of our willingness to be suckers, of our endless gullibility when it comes to the lies of scammers and crooks and infiltrators? Yeah, Apple, Google, Microsoft, yeah, have at them, boys. Have fun with that, Iran. Iran threatens to start attacking major U.S. firms on April 1st. Yeah, you know, have fun. Enjoy yourself. Won't affect me in a negative way. So the ultimate outcome, the ultimate result of this usurpation, willing usurpation in many cases, we gave up our willingness to just have a country, results in something like this. This is clip number 5. This is an ad for a congressional candidate in New Jersey. So this is the official campaign ad for what could very well be our next American congressman. Let's watch.
आपको पता है हम देसी कम्युनिटी न्यू जर्सी के सबसे बड़े कम्युनिटीज में से एक हैं। मेरा नाम जय वांगनकर है और मैं जून 2nd को कांग्रेस के लिए इलेक्शन लड़ रहा हूँ लेकिन बहुत सालों से हमारी देसी वॉइसेस पॉलिटिक्स में फुली रिप्रेजेंट नहीं हुई हैं। अब वक्त आ गया है कि हमारी आवाज सच में सुनी जाए इसलिए मैं कांग्रेस के लिए इलेक्शन लड़ रहा हूँ।
Don't worry, folks, you are not having a stroke. Even though you may have felt like you're having a stroke. No, that was a congressional campaign ad for a guy in New Jersey, the state in America, not speaking English. I was going to say not a single word of English, but there were like 4 or 5 words of English in there. I think this is a problem. I think this is actually a giant problem. How has it gotten this bad? We have Congress members running in America not even speaking English, not even trying to appeal to English speakers in America, appealing only and exclusively to his ethnic group, which apparently has a sizable enough population in his district that that's a viable strategy. Yeah, this is a problem. This is like a gigantic existential problem. Luckily, I know a great friend and commentator who understands this like I do. Kevin Deanna, friend of the show, been on before. Here's a little clip from his show. Clip 24 first. Kevin Deanna on an important message to Americans on what are American values. Let's watch.
Now, of course, what does he mean by American values? Where did those American values come from? What year were they invented? I mean, what are we dealing with right now? We've got the Asian lawyer from the ACLU and Ketanji Brown Jackson wondering what the founders meant. I mean, does anyone else see the absurdity here? So like Chinese birth tourists and every Mayan in some Central American jungle can crawl in here and say they're just as American as we are? We all know what's going on here, and so do they. This whole thing is a farce. What are these American values? Because if we actually want to go to the founding generation, you want to talk about American values? Those values were religious fanaticism, white nationalism, race war for land acquisition, and a determination to shoot anyone who says you have to pay your taxes. There's your American values. I mean, this country was founded by racist smugglers, frontier warlords, land speculators, and plantation owners pretending to be Romans. And that's why it's the greatest country in the world.
Can't say I disagree. In fact, let's hear that again, shall we? Let's go to clip 32 here. Tell us again, who founded America exactly?
There's your American values. I mean, this country was founded by racist smugglers, frontier warlords, land speculators, and plantation owners pretending to be Romans. And that's why it's the greatest country in the world.
Anybody else feeling goosebumps? Anybody else getting goosebumps for some reason? I love it. You love to see it. And again, I think the most important part of what he just said was, we know it and they know it. That, I think, is important to understand. Every once in a while, you'll hear somebody, you know, actually say it. There's a tweet that goes viral every once in a while, an Indian guy who's moved to Canada. And he says, very simply, we're going to keep moving in here. We're going to outnumber you soon. And then it will be a matter of a single vote to kick out all of you white invaders. And it's like, okay, here's one Indian guy out of, what, 25 billion? How many of them are there? But there's at least one, meaning there's probably more than one. And I want to almost like go out with that tweet printed out and like show that to liberals and be like, but what do you do about this? But what do you do about this? I mean, you can't ignore this. You can't just pretend this doesn't exist. You have people moving in who are very clearly motivated by hatred of you, by a desire to not just like replace you, but like hurt you, like take your stuff, punish you for existing, take your country, humiliate you. And their entire lives and the entire world media encourages them that this is a good thing, that they're actually acting on the side of righteousness and good to come in as an invited guest with a secret plan to steal your host's home. It's sick and it's wrong, and we have to stand up against it. And if the thing stopping us from standing up against it is that we're being called racist, it's time to get over that. It's almost one of those, like IQ charts, the midwit chart, where the dumb guy and the smart guy think the same thing, but the midwit believes the bull crap. It's kind of like, you know, the midwit's the ones going, no, the founding fathers were, they were egalitarian. And it's like, ah, no, I think they were actually like really racist, actually. Actually, I think that was like really a fundamental aspect of their thought process. And guess what? That's not a bad thing, because that's literally the same case for every other race of people for all of time. Okay? It's fine. It's fine to protect yourself. It's fine to want your country to remain your country. It's fine to deny the lies of foreigners that want to infiltrate and steal your stuff by playing on your pity and your covert inverted white supremacy that makes you think you don't need protection and you're white, so you don't want to make the non-white people feel bad by talking about being white. Stop it. Stop. You got to stop being idiots. You got to stop falling for stuff. You got to understand, some dude comes here from a foreign country and makes a campaign video for Congress in his own language. That's an act of
we have
usurpation.
Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylene.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.